Okay, welcome back. We're going to talk about traps that you might be falling into, or we've seen a lot of people fall into, and how to avoid them, okay? So the very first trap is a lot of times we approach our audience wrong or we approach our message wrong, okay? Meaning that you're not sure who you're actually speaking to consciously. Now, you've created a craft or you've created a solution to somebody's problem, but articulating that can actually be difficult when you're trying to do it on your own. And so oftentimes you'll say the wrong things, or you'll say the wrong thing to the right thing to the wrong person or the wrong audience, making it the wrong thing. So in one of our next videos, we're going to show you how to define that audience. And then when you get your audience defined, it will actually make it so the marketing almost writes itself. So, and Taylor, we've been through that ourselves many times.
Oh, totally. Yeah, this is absolutely a trap that every single one is going to fall into. And it's, and honestly, you can very easily think that you're not in that trap. Like, oh, I know my audience. We've been through this exactly. But we have a guided exercise in this program that will walk you step by step through how to think about your audience and how to approach your message to make sure that you've really got it dialed in and that you are approaching and marketing correctly.
Yeah, that's right. Which brings us to step two, which actually sounds almost counterintuitive. But the next trap that almost everybody falls into is thinking that their marketing has to be perfect. And I'll tell you, you got to throw that in the trash. Perfection equals poorhouse, especially in today's environment when it's so easy to create marketing and it's so easy to get it distributed. It's actually pretty easy to test it, and you don't have to worry about spending tons and tons of money to get the right message to the right person. So you're not. The great thing is you're not going to worry about it being perfect, right? Like, we got a lot of stuff that we do all the time and it ends up not being perfect, but more is better than perfect.
Think straight.
Yep. Okay. So next trap.
So the next big trap that people fall into is thinking that they're actually doing enough marketing. And so this goes hand in hand with the next trap, which is thinking that anybody's actually thinking about you. And this is going to sound really awful, but and I'll start with this trap here. Nobody's actually thinking about you. And I'll prove it to you. Like, how many times have you thought about a small business today? It's just not what we think about. We think about the problems that we need to solve. We think about the things that are going on in our own life. You see a piece of marketing, you're going to forget it instantly. So thinking that you're doing enough marketing, it's not enough, because you need to totally flood your platforms with your material to make sure that people are seeing your stuff over and over and over and over. And you may be thinking, oh, what if they're going to get annoyed? They don't remember.
That's exactly right. So a big trap, like you were saying, is the one and done. And I've seen this happen so often, where somebody will put a lot of effort into a piece of content. It could be a mailer, it could be a social post or whatever. They're like, hey, this is going to be the end all be all. I'm going to get this piece out there and it's going to save the world. And they'll spend all this time, they get it out there, and then nobody sees it.
Exactly.
Right? So a professional marketer will actually think in terms of nobody is seeing my stuff, where a new marketer will think, I'm going to do one and done. I'm going to put something out there and everybody's going to see it. So we often joke around about, hey, how do you like this picture? Or how do you like this email that we put together? And Taylor will say,
This is great. Nobody's going to see it.
Nobody's going to watch. Yeah, nobody's going to see it anyway. Okay. So, and we joke about that because that's the mentality that you have to get into. Otherwise, you'll just sit and spend all your time trying to be perfect and you're never going to attain that anyway.
Yep, exactly.
Right? Because, like you said in the final trap, is...
you think that anybody actually cares.
Yeah, that's right. And that brings us to a recap on the biggest psychological barrier of all, which is...
nobody cares and nobody's going to remember.
Yep. Because what do they care about?
They care about the problems that they are facing right now. And they will care and they remember once they buy your offer. But until they get to that point, you have to just keep flooding, keep presenting, and market the heck out of yourself. Do 10 times more than you think you need to, and then do 10 times more on top of that.
Yep, that's right. It just gives you a lot of license to do that.